Dallas from the great state of Kansas. Just want to thank AFR for all of their programming. I just love that you give us the truth in America, that I know that I can always go to AFR to get some real truth, and also for preaching God's word and lining up whatever you say with the word of God. It doesn't get any better than that. I wish more people in America could pick up your station.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife, Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Spring Share-a-thon. We're so excited to have you join us today on the radio, or if you're on a or if you're listening online, we thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Peck's Normal Hour. This is Dr. Nurse Mom Radio program on American Family Radio, but she is not with us. And my name is Wesley Wildman, and I am filling in. Yesterday I co-hosted with her. Today I'm hosting, and I have a guest with me today that I'll introduce here shortly. But before I do, I just want to start off by saying thank you for all those that have been participating. If you gave yesterday or earlier today, you've already given, but you're just you're partnering with us so much so that you're as excited as we are to see where God's going to take us, and you're keeping up with it. Let me just give you an update. We're at 8,908 individual givers, 8,908 individual givers, which would represent, many of these are going to represent families and households too. So we've got a lot of people. If you ever felt like you were the only one that cares, you're not. That's Satan lying to you, because there's at least 8,914 now individual households and families that care about what's going on in this country, and we're doing something about it. We're coming together, and we're praying, and we're working, we're being active, and we're letting the Lord lead us, and we're trusting Him with the results. So thank you so much to each and every one of you. The number to give for our Spring Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Now, we just came off a big $200 add-on. Obviously, they would do that right before we had the chance there. We may talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. But before we go any further, I just want to give out that number one more time. That's 877-616-2396. And I'm thankful for Dr. Peck and Dr. Jessica Peck and what she brings to this program. We hope that in segment two and in segment three that we're able to cover some of the content with the guests that I have here today, like she would if she was here. So we'll do that here. But without any further ado, I have a special guest with me, a friend of mine, been a friend of mine for many, many years. He was my Sunday school teacher for many, many years, and now we are co-workers together. Now, I like to think they call us Batman and Robin. Let me go ahead and introduce them. Tony?
Well, we got to ask, who's the Batman and who's the Robin? That's always
thought about
the question
that.
When you make that comparison. You always got to ask that question.
You know what, though? I'm okay with taking turns.
Yeah,
if you
want
to be Batman today,
Today, no, today you're Batman.
Batman, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm Robin. I'm going to do my best to fill in and do justice to Dr. Jessica Peck.
Hey, there's no ego between either one of us. We're just here serving. That's all
right.
We're doing.
Absolutely.
And that's not false humility either.
No,
we're just here to serve. We got asked. To fill in right here because we knew that. In advance, Dr. Peck already had some commitments that she already had in place before share-a-thon dates were given. So All right, so we're going to do the best we can. Tony is here filling in as my role yesterday as a co-host. And
yep.
Tony, will you do me a favor? We've got a large listening audience, and there's some that are actually just now tuning in. So if you're just now tuning in and you missed what's going on, we're in our spring share-a-thon.
That's right.
We're in our spring share-a-thon. Would you give the number?
Absolutely.
And where they can give, and then I've got a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to give the number. I got to do this a couple of times last share-a-thon. So
you're going
to
do it in your QVC voice?
Yeah, that's right. Again, call now. Seriously, though, call folks to 877-616-2396. Again, that's 877-616-2396. And Wesley, I'm always excited to be here actually in Share-a-thon Central.
I love hearing all the
background noise. We have people from AFA working on the phones. We have volunteers that have come in. Those are supporters of AFA who love what we do, and they want to come in and serve. It's always exciting to be here kind of in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah, and just to top it all off, that not only this is hump day for two different reasons.
Right.
We're hump day because it's Wednesday, but it's hump day because we're right in the middle of Share-a-thon too.
That's right.
And so if you haven't given yet, we'd ask you to give and support the work we're doing financially. Go to AFR.net. Go to AFR.net. I'm also looking at a bunch of dessert right in the middle of Share-a-thon Central too. I think we've now lost.
The calories don't count though during Share-a-thon.
No, they don't count there. And also, I feel like we've now. We've lost our producer, but now we've lost our board op. I think we're on our own now. I think everybody's getting dessert. So hope we don't have any technical difficulties. Hey, on a serious note, I was going to ask you a question. So the listeners that are listening right now, and those that are tuning in or have been listening, a lot of them are going to be very familiar with our radio network.
Right.
So very familiar with the radio network. A lot of them listen at multiple times throughout the day or all day if they're truck drivers or maybe they're mechanics and they have I've talked to several people that they're mailmen or mailwomen and they get to listen
all
day.
Spend a lot of time in their vehicles,
But they may not be as familiar with you because they don't hear your voice on the radio all the time. You filled in a couple of times over the years. You're getting introduced to the radio side of things, but you have a primary job day to day. So what would be your title? What are some things you do? Help our audience connect with our ministry outside of the radio side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tony Battagliano, you may recognize my last name from my father, Ed Battagliano, who is on the radio just about every day with Tim and you on today's issues.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm a vice president here at American Family Association, and I'm over operations, so it takes a lot to keep our facilities going. It takes a lot to keep our radio towers and our sites going. So I have a great team here that works to keep everything kind of going, working on new projects. I'm also over IT, so that's kind of how I got my start. I started in IT. I kind of came on board at AFA in that role. So I'm still over that, just at a higher level. Got a great team doing what they do down there, working on especially like the AFR app. You know, they work to maintain that. It's a great app that we have. And then also, you know, over security and a few other departments. So I wear a couple of different hats.
Gotcha. So then you're going to be meeting with these departments pretty regularly and making sure that all these things.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot that goes into a ministry this size, and we're thankful for all those that have partnered. Another quick question. How long have you been here?
Oh, goodness. It will be 5 years. Actually, it was 5 years this past December.
Awesome, awesome. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to take a moment and introduce you give you an opportunity to introduce yourself because you're
going to
be with me this whole time.
That's right. I'm stuck here, man.
Yeah.
No, hey, I'm happy to be here. Seriously. Thank you for having me.
Please help us raise some money so we can continue the great work of American Family Association. We're going to go to, here in just a minute, after I give out the phone number, we're going to go to a listener testimony. So we're going to go to listener testimony in just a minute, but let me give out the phone number. That's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can visit AFR.net, or you can visit AFR.net, and there you can give. Richard, do we have, listener testimony number four? Do we have listener testimony number four ready? All right, let's go with listener testimony number four.
Pastor Tony, I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, Edified. And I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed. And with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information. We feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Tony, the reason I like to occasionally play testimonies is because I want to make the direct connection, and you can fill in from here. I want to make the direct connection that those, any of you that are listening, that when you financially support the work that we're doing, not only are you helping us continue the work we're doing, but there is in some way, however you want to discuss it, small, however you think it is, large, small, or big, whatever, you are playing a role in influencing that Hispanic pastor, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's when you're listening to our radio station and our program, you know, you obviously feel a connection with the host, right? Because that's who you're listening to.
Sure.
But what sometimes we miss out on is you can feel like there's not a connection with other people who are listening, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah.
So when you play these testimonies, it's a way for us to kind of show you, our supporters, you, our listeners, that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of you out there, of people who are just like you, who love AFR, who want to support AFR and its mission. So it's a way for us to show that, you know, we are taking your donations, and we are using it to impact others.
Amen.
And that you're not alone out there. You know, that's so important for people to feel, especially believers in this day and age, to feel like they're not alone. It's a great testimony.
It sure is. And if you're listening, or if you can hear in the background some of the phones ringing, that's a good thing.
Yep, that's right.
That's a good thing. The more phones that are ringing in the background, the better, because when the phone rings, that means one of you listening right now have taken the time to call in and help us with our spring share-a-thon.
And it's cause and effect, too. When you give the number 877-616-2396, the phones start ringing.
Yes.
So it's almost like a, you know, like just a magic button that you press.
Tony, I it's almost like you've done this before.
I did last year.
Yeah. You're getting the hang of this. So, in fact, sometimes I wonder if you can even give it out too much. Maybe one more time?
Oh, well, let's do it. 877. We'll find out. 877-616-2396. Wesley, one thing that stuck out to me, I want to kind of throw this to you, is that, you know, how important is it that we support pastors, you know, through our mission here at AFR? Because pastors a lot of times are kind of they're the warriors on the front line that you know, we obviously have things like Pastor Appreciation Month, and a lot of people at a church will say they appreciate their pastors, but a lot of times it can still be feel like you're kind of alone out there on an island. So how is it important that we support pastors? I know you've done some done some outreaches specifically to support pastoral staff around here.
Oh, it's extra important, and especially for the pastors who maybe don't feel as equipped as they could to handle the cultural issues that we are facing today, I didn't go to seminary, but
right.
I got a lot of friends and pastors and those that are either in ministry or just went for different reasons. But
yeah.
I know a lot of people that's been to seminary, and there's a lot of really, really good seminaries, a lot of fallen. We still got a lot of good ones,
that's right.
Of healthy ones, but very few of them come out of there prepared to handle cultural engagement.
Yep.
Even the good, even theologically the good ones, that from a biblical worldview side of engagement, activism, and living out your faith, that I feel like a couple classes and a couple efforts are lacking there. So AFA has the resources. It has the connections. It has the way that we as Christians and as pastors should handle the issues, how we should be engaged in the issues, and what our approach should be. And so we have those resources. So for pastors, it's important for them to do it. But I want to remind them that we have things like the Fishbowl Retreat. We have resources. We have hosted locally a Pastor Appreciation Afternoon where we didn't ask anything of the pastors.
Right.
We just recognized them.
I remember that.
So we need pastors that are engaged in the culture, but also at the same time are engaged in their local communities.
That's right.
And so we need a balance of both, and I'm seeing that more and more on a smaller level, but it's growing. We have some good examples of that. We may bring those examples back after the break, but I appreciate you emphasizing the importance of a pastor. Hey, do that today. Take a moment today to call or text your pastor and tell him how much you appreciate them. Come alongside and encourage them. And if you feel like they could do a little more in some areas, help them out. Give them an opportunity. We'll be back after this short break with our spring share-a-thon.
In many ways, abortion was on the ballot this past election, and there's reason for concern. There are many counties, cities, and states who have radicalized abortion, and thousands of tiny babies will continue to lose their lives every day, which is why the Ministry of Preborn is on the front lines for at-risk babies and mothers with unplanned pregnancies. Preborn sponsors clinics positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country by providing them with the resources they need to rescue babies. Preborn continues to expand their life-affirming care. Their end-of-year goal is to equip 10 more clinics with ultrasound machines. These life-saving machines cost $15,000, more than most clinics can afford. When a woman meets her baby on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. And when she comes to a Preborn Network clinic, she will also be embraced with God's love. $28 sponsors one ultrasound. How many babies can you save? Please donate. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hi, this is Pam from Victoria, Texas. I just leave it on American Family Radio all day long. It's company to me and very inspirational and encouraging. I do know, and I wanted to say that at times programming changes, and I just wasn't too sure when I heard Todd Herman in the very beginning. I was like, oh, I hope I like this guy. And now I look forward every single day to listen to Todd Herman. And he's just such an inspiration. He's always spot on with what's going on in the world today, but also has an encouraging word at the end of his program. And I appreciate it so much. I appreciate American Family Radio.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground, and I will pour out my spirit, with a capital S, spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Isaiah 44:3. That is the theme of this year, 2025 Spring Share-a-thon. Pour your spirit out, O Lord. We're going to give you a quick update. This is Wesley Wildman filling in for Dr. Peck, and I have my guest Tony Vitagliano, who was on with me the first segment. He'll be carrying over the rest of this segment and the third segment as well. I'm thankful for Tony and him taking the time to be a part of this. Tony Vitagliano is one of our vice presidents, as he mentioned in the first segment. If you missed any of that, you can go back to listen at AFR.net. The phone number to call in, if you would so kindly help us fundraise past the offering to do the work that we do here. We take a break from our normal programming a couple mm-hmm. times a year, as many of you know, to take a moment to say, look, we've got a large, large operation here, large ministry, a lot of moving parts. Tony oversees four or five different departments. I oversee the same amount, and we've got three other vice presidents that also oversee the same amount. There's probably, depending on how you look at it, Tony, there's probably 12 to 15 different divisions and departments here at American Family Association and AFR that require funds for us to continue the work that we do. So please call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. Tony, I'm going to get to the question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to a question in a minute that helps bring this program to the heart of what Dr. Peck and Dr. Nurse Mom, her radio program is about, prescribing healthy, providing hope for healthy families.
That's right.
And so we're going to get to that. I want to provide some content like she would if she was on the program. Before I do, I want to mention right before the break, we're talking about the importance of pastors and pastors' engagement and encouraging pastors to take a stand. Well, we have a couple things that we offer, and I mentioned right before the break the fishbowl retreat. Mm-hmm. The fishbowl retreat, that's a weekend retreat that we offer for pastors to come visit with Bert Harper and his wife. Mm-hmm. Bert Harper's responsible for Exploring the Word on American Family Radio, so that's where you may have heard his name. He's also been either on the board or full-time or part of the ministry since its conception, my papa Don started it. And so he's got 40-plus years in ministry as a pastor, and he oversees and speaks at the Fishbowl Retreat, where we have pastors from all over the country come together, and they just pray, they worship together, they literally retreat and are able to get away because they understand that pastors live in like a fishbowl. So mm-hmm. you can find out more. That's what I was referring to when I mentioned it. And you can find out the dates of the next one. I don't think they quite got them yet, the dates. But when they do get them, they'll be here. So you can go to repairingthefoundation.net. That's repairingthefoundation.net. Then the last thing I'll say about this is a phenomenal gift. If you were just listening and you checked out because you said, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a worship pastor, I'm not a youth pastor,
mm-hmm.
that more people that are listening right now are not, but you have one. You have a youth pastor at your church. You have a pastor. You have a worship pastor, and I'm encouraging you to be on lookout for these dates coming up because you could give this to them mm-hmm. as a gift for how they serve your church.
Yeah, and well, by supporting AFR and our programming here, just heard that last listener testimony, Tony, who's a pastor in Texas. Our programs are helping him, pastors, you know, to not only encourage them spiritually in their own walk, but also to pass along that information to their congregation.
Yep.
So 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. I'm getting pretty good at that. It's
yeah,
just,
you
it
are.
Just flows.
It just flows
off the tongue. So.
You're doing a phenomenal job. You know what? I'm not going to grade you to the end. I was going to grade you, but we still got a lot of time left.
We do have some time. There is time for me to mess it up.
There's time for you to give it out
times.
Again.
Okay. Yeah. There's time for me to fail and then recover.
There's still time
there
for
we
that.
Go.
877-616-2396. Please help us. Raise some money so that we can continue the work here at A4. Now, I want to get into a little bit of content, some substance here. So, having been a part of the Dr. Nurse Mom several times over the last couple years, I have grown to just appreciate that much more of her laser focus on growing healthy families
mm-hmm.
through good spiritual habits. And so, I want to ask you, Tony, what are some spiritual habits that you lead your family in, either on, it could be a daily, a weekly, or mm-hmm. annual basis. What are some things that you, some spiritual habits that you do that, in a way that leads your family?
Yeah, that's a great question, Wesley. And if I could break it down, kind of break it down into small habits. I couldn't figure out any other way to kind of categorize it, but small, kind of medium habits, and then the harder habits, we'll just call it. So some small habits that I have with my family as the spiritual head of the household, obviously things like blessing the food, going to church. Those are kind of the easy ones, right? Because it's easy to think about blessing the food when your food is before you. But I don't want to discount how important those easy ones are either.
That's right.
So
yep.
we're kind of in the same season of life. I'll just be honest. I have five children. Many of them are very young, and it can seem like blessing the food is just something something simple that no one's paying attention to, but I'll just share this. Actually, my one-year-old little girl, we caught her just the other night, one-year-old, saying the blessing on her own. We had finished, and she was over there with her hands clasped, saying the blessing. So what I'm saying is, the point I want to make is, it's something easy and simple, but that's still making an impact.
Yep.
Some of the more...
Before you get to the other ones, you got to get the number out. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Please call in and help us continue the work that we're doing by providing a financial gift for the work.
Look, I'm Ed Vitagliano's son. If you don't stop me, I'm just going to keep on going. What, right? I'm going to keep on talking.
You got all that noise in the background, and the boss man just waved at me and said, give the number. That's the reason I did so.
Some of the more, I'll call them medium habits. They're a little bit harder than the easy ones, but not the hard ones. So I take my kids to school just about every day, and they're trapped in the vehicle with me.
Yeah,
for a certain amount of time. So it's an opportunity to have spiritual conversations for
favorites.
Them to ask questions and for me to answer questions.
Yep.
A lot of the times the conversations aren't spiritual, but those rare moments come up where I get to really kind of pour into them and explain things to them. And then the harder ones, it's a lot of these that I need improvement on. Matter of fact, I remember listening to Dr. Peck's program, and she talked about having this time at the end of the weekend, or just finding time once a week to connect with your kids individually and talk to them and find out what's going on in their life and the importance of that, and to see if there's anything going on that you might not find out otherwise. That's a little bit harder to do.
Yeah.
I've got five kids. It's hard to find that time, but it's so important to make that time and be purposeful in those relationships. What about you, Wesley?
Yeah, that's
what...
I know I threw
a lot out there.
Well, so. I want to answer your question, but I had another thought before I do, so you may have to repeat your question.
No worries.
Because I'm a man, okay, so I can only do one thing at a time. my wife, yeah.
That's right.
And I used to argue about that, but now I just own it, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
So now I understand that's all I can do is one thing at a time.
That's right.
I wear it the best I can. I wanted to remind our listening audience, of our mission. And our mission here at American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in the task of fulfilling the Great Commission. And we have five core values, and within the five core values, marriage and family is one of them. And that's what Dr. Peck that's what she brings to the table the best for our radio network is the best, as good as anybody that we have on our radio side of things. She covers marriage and family and prescribing hope for healthy families. And so we just ask that you would help it. I understand there's multiple programs, and some people listen to more different programs or multiple programs, but if you would today give a specific contribution to the radio on behalf of the radio program, Dr. Nurse Mama, because Jessica Peck does a wonderful job making sure that we fulfill one of those five core values and her laser focus on prescribing healthy families. So
that's right.
Do that by calling in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. 9-6. There we go.
Yep, there it is. There it is. It's like a button. Yeah. You just
the,
press it.
The boss man's not waving at me anymore.
That's right.
877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Thank you so much for giving. Give a special contribution. And she's not here, so it's not like I'm bragging on her in front of her.
That's right.
Like Dr. Peck's not even here. I'm bragging on her because I mean it, and it's sincere, and it's genuine. And so do me a favor and give a gift on her behalf. For her helping us fulfill this. Now back to your question, you were asking me. Are you wanting me to answer the same question?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned you're talking about Dr. Peck's, just her excellent counseling and advice she gives. I mentioned one of the things that she said to do, that she recommends, and that's you know connecting, having a purposeful connection mm-hmm. with each of your children at least once a week, and you know whatever time that is. She mentioned Sunday nights, which is a good time for us because that's kind of the reset for the coming week ahead. So mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this one thing. Don't give up too quick if they say nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, and literally the word nothing. So, for example, we've all done it, but I'll ask Bennett or I'll ask some of my children, picking them up from school, which is, as you mentioned, I'll second that. That's a on the way to any activities or mm-hmm. school. And being in the vehicle is a wonderful opportunity. Okay, mm-hmm. with that said, and I second that, don't give up if you say, hey, how was school today? And they say, fine.
Right.
Or did you say, did anything happen uniquely today? No, nothing.
Right.
So don't give up too quick on short answers and say, in the name of it being a long day, you say, well, I did my part.
Right.
I quote, engage them. Don't give up because there have been times that I've given up pretty quick. I mm-hmm. thought, you know, it's been a long day.
That's right.
You know, they say, I engage them. They say nothing. We got a 15-minute ride home. Let's just ride in quietness.
Yeah, because you might be tired, too.
I encourage you not to give up because two or three days went by where I was getting the short answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being rude or insincere, but they were just that they, you know,
yeah.
It's being a kid.
Yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
fine. All good. But I provoked it a little further and was like, no, like, what specific did you eat for lunch? Not just, did you eat lunch? Yes. And after about the, if you'll go as far as about three or four more past mm-hmm. where you feel like this is, then you'll be surprised at what triggers a conversation that they were interested in talking about that you didn't know they were interested in talking about because you gave up too soon.
That's exactly right. And, you know,
makes sense?
Yeah, I agree. Each of our kids, too, are different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of your kids may wear their emotions on their sleeve, you know, and I'll know as soon as they get home, as soon as they get in the car, I'll know what kind of day that kid has had,
too.
You know. Yeah. But to your point, even if as my daughter, for instance, I'll just say, even if she is wearing her emotions on her sleeves and looking out the window and, you know, I'm asking, how was your day? And she's like, fine. And I know, obviously, since I'm an expert on reading women, I've been married for 13 years, I'll know something's wrong.
You know, this is live radio.
Yeah. Well, no, my wife may be listening. I'll keep prodding,
sure.
You know, and eventually she will open up to me. So the other side of it is I also have kids who are boys, and you know this. You mentioned mm-hmm. with your son that it's harder to get boys to open up. So you
sure.
have to kind
oh,
of
yeah.
take those avenues, and
no,
like you said, ask those questions. You know, how is school going? How specifically are you doing with your friends? You know, mm-hmm. any so just asking those questions to get them to open up is
yep.
important. Great advice.
Well, I appreciate that. Was that an encouragement to me, or was that a compliment to me?
both, I think.
I hope my wife's listening.
Yeah,
you're
a great father and a great husband. Fantastic.
I'm kidding, Chelsea. My wife is listening. You don't have to text me. We have a great relationship. There's a lot that Chelsea, my wife, and I, we've learned over the years. We've been married for coming up on 12 years, and
that's
just,
awesome.
We got three kids and born and raised in the ministry here at AFA and AFR. For those that may not know, but it was my papa, Don Wildman, who started the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
47 years ago was AFA, and then in the 90-91 is when AFR
went on the
launched.
Air. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, launched. You know, one of the reasons, kind of getting off track here for just a minute.
Yeah, no, please.
Getting off track here from our topic, but Papa started it because he enjoyed debating and engaging and having conversations and discussions with those that disagreed with him. He enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. He found that as an opportunity to share the gospel and to share truth. He had no problem with it. He's got a track record of doing that. That wasn't the issue. The reason he started, one of the reasons he started American Family Radio is because he didn't like, this is one of about three or four reasons. We won't get to all of them, but one of the reasons he is because he didn't like when he was in discussion or interviewed that they would take the portions they wanted to and clip them up the way that they wanted it to sound.
Right, right.
So he thought, well, if we have our own radio network, what I say is what I say.
Yeah.
And it's as clear as we're talking to our listening audience right now and as clear as you're hearing the background noise,
mm-hmm.
we got to get the whole thought out.
That's right.
And we didn't get cut off. We didn't have to try to squeeze it in a tweet form, you know.
He could see ahead to what was coming, really, you know.
Amendment.
I mean, because we've seen that be eroded
the cancel culture
over the last, you know, really 30 years,
yep.
Significantly of that kind of gatekeeping of the truth.
Yeah.
So we can sit here and talk about honest things like about family and raising children without having to worry about you know, it being filtered through the media, who wants to reinforce some alternate message on family.
Yeah.
Well,
you're exactly right, and so I'm thankful for that. Like you said, like I was talking over you there, but he also understood. He saw the threat of the First Amendment.
Now we're seeing in
social media and mainstream media, and YouTube and other places where you're getting canceled and cut off if you don't abide by their quote community guidelines.
That's right.
And so, but that's not ever going to happen here at American Family Radio. In fact, we've got our own streaming platform. I may mention when we get back. We've tried to cover every area we could.
That's right.
Where we are uncancelable. And that's all because of our listening audience. Please call in. Please call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I guess my earliest memory of Brother Don was, I guess, my first day here back in, I think it was like 92 February. And I had just started doing some work, and he come through there and asked me what I was doing and what was going on. And I told him, okay, I'm doing almost done with it, but I like it a little bit. He just said, well, you're fired. Turned around and walked off, didn't say another word. And I thought, oh, man, I really messed up somewhere. So I went to HR and told them what was going on, and they just died laughing and said, don't worry, Brother Don fires everybody. So I thought, okay. So I went back to work, and it's just, Brother Don is just, if he likes you, he likes you. And he's always seemed to care about his employees. He's always tried to talk to us. It's kind of hard to figure him out sometimes because his grin doesn't go very far. He grins more with his eyes. So you have to kind of watch his eyes when you're talking to him. But he's a good man. He's always trying to help people. He just loves people all together.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life, then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust, the Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to our last segment of Dr. Nurse Mom radio program on American Family Radio. Dr. Peck could not be with us today. She had prior commitment to a conference where she's representing her ministry and us as it relates to the issue of sex trafficking and what we can do about it. And so I'm thankful for her being there on behalf of us for that and her ministry. But with that said, I am Wesley Wildman, and my guest Tony Vitaglione is with us, and we have our spring share-a-thon going on. For those that are just tuning in, you can go to 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit afr.net. Tony, before we get to some more content, I have a real problem.
What is it?
I have a real problem.
Maybe I have a solution.
My brother. Now, this is, we're going to pull up the couch here.
I'm out. Okay. I'm out. I'm going to get up.
Tony says he's got to get up, and he's out because Tony has to work with Walker and I equally, so he can't ever pick sides. He knows better. But I'm going to put him on the spot because this is live radio.
That's right.
Why is it that every share-a-thon, the program right before the one I'm on, mm-hmm. there's this big challenge or add-on, mm-hmm. or there's some major incentive for when Walker's on for people to give. Now, why is that? Because am I too sensitive here?
No.
Or do you think it does seem that way? Purposeful.
Yeah, we walk in the room and the phones just die. So, folks, we got to do something about
Thank
this.
You.
We've got to help Wesley. We also got to help Walker. I'm going to play both sides of the fence right here. We got equally help Walker, but we also want to help Wesley. But. So let's give out that number one more time, 877-616-2396, and let's get some phones ringing to make it sting a little less,
that
we have to come in and there's no challenge.
Well, yeah, and then everyone's looking at me like I'm not doing my part. Are we not seeing what's going on here?
Maybe create your own challenge called the Beat Walker Challenge.
Okay.
You know, and that's, you set a goal.
I wish you could have came up with that in the first segment. That would have been helpful.
Well, like a good co-host, I come up with all the good ideas at the end of the program. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So call in, please. And like I said earlier, I was very... We were joking a good bit. We're having a good time, but I'm serious. On behalf of Dr. Peck and her radio program and what she brings to the ministry of AFR, please give on her behalf a gift of any amount, small, large. Even if you've already given a one-time gift, even if you're a monthly contributor, please give a portion, an amount, just specifically on behalf of this radio program. We want to make sure that we're fulfilling our mission and our core values, and therefore we have different radio programs throughout the
whole day.
We cover, they come at it from, they emphasize different things. Some are more emphasis on what's going on in D.C. Some emphasize more of what's going on in culture. And some emphasize what's going on in marriage and family. And that's what Dr. Peck does. So call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We're going to go to a listener testimony. And when we come back, we'll respond to it. And then I've got a question that helps us continue on some of the content that Dr. Peck would otherwise cover.
Yep.
Listening to AFA has been the joy of my life. It just, I keep it on, I keep it turned up. I go from room to room doing my chores, and and get a blessing out of every word that comes out of everybody's mouth. We need more people like you, and I'm just so thankful that I have your radio station to get me through the day.
All right, amen, amen. Grateful for some testimonies. You can't argue with testimonies, can you?
No, I mean, no, you can't.
Better if you don't like it or you do like it, you can't argue.
Yeah,
it's her personal testimony.
That's right. She said she keeps it. She keeps it turned on and turned up. So I mean, it's because of listeners and supporters like her that we continue to do, and we are able to continue doing what your grandfather, Brother Don, established this radio network to do. So, and I think he would be, proud of the type of programming that we have, like with Dr. Jessica Peck, you know, to address those family issues and the issues that are plaguing and families, Christian families, are struggling and dealing with this in this day and age.
So, I'm asking you to keep it on and keep it turned up.
That's right.
Keep it on and keep it turned up. That's AFR. Now, I got a question to you before we get there. Another thing that just came to mind, where can – we got a lot of people listening right now because mm-hmm. they're listening on a radio, like a terrestrial radio station, like 88.9 or 9, whatever their local dial number is. That's what they're listening to. But they don't know that there's two other alternatives to listen to AFR without having to be at a radio. What are those two ways that they can listen to AFR without having to be at an actual radio?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first way is AFR.net, which mm-hmm. is also where you can go and donate, in addition to calling 877-616-2396.
Oh boy.
AFR.net, you can go and listen to all of our programming. You can listen to the live stream that would otherwise be playing through your radio. And you can go back and listen to previous episodes of
Good.
Shows that you may have missed. And then we also have an app, and it's a great app.
It's
I'm
going to
throw
app.
My Donald yes. Trump impression. It's the best app, quite frankly.
Does he use the word robust? Or what?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful app.
App.
And, on that app, you can listen to our live programming again and catch podcasts and episodes of shows that you missed.
Good. Well, thank you for reminding our audience about that. Now, back to some of the content. If Dr. Pett was here, I think she'd be real proud of us that we've had fun, we've given the number, we've
That's
done
right.
share time, but we've also provided some good content, I believe. So for this segment question, let's cover this question. What are some advice, Tony, that you would give to parents who have kids that use technology? And then I gave you a broad, when I say kids, whatever that age is, 7, 8, 9, all the way up until they're teenagers or, 18, 19. So anywhere in that range, if parents are listening right now and they have kids that use technology, think of Nintendos, iPads, even
right.
TV. We're
right.
TV's in there. I know
yeah.
TV's not
Absolutely.
Usually looked at as, quote, technology, but screen time. That's the screen time.
Screen time. There we go. Yeah, and I'm going to do my best to answer this question, as well as Dr. Jessica. She could answer better than I could. But as far as what we do at my house, and then obviously everybody's situation is different. With different ages and different types of technology. But, at Wesley, at our house, we just have we started out with a few rules. So all our kids are 10 or under. So they're not quite to that stage yet mm-hmm. of, adolescence and all the challenges that come there with
sure.
technology. But we do no devices alone. That's as far as, like, taking devices up to your room. We limit screen time. I think that's one of the most important things that we do is to put a limit on it. And I would say it's controlled. So we have controls, parental controls in place on all of our devices that mm-hmm. Moderate the content that they would see or could come across. Really, mm-hmm. this day and age, it's come up, the content comes across, not necessarily even seeking it out. And then, and I won't toss this back to you. One of the most important things that we do is we explain to them why we have these rules mm-hmm. or restrictions, so that they don't just feel like we're just throwing out arbitrary rules. We want to kind of explain that there's a reason for it. And, depending on the age, the reason could just be as simple as we think it's important that you go do other things, go play outside, right, than
yeah.
spend time inside. But
yeah.
for our older kids, we want to explain that it's important that we do other things with our time and engage our mind in other ways and avoid traps and pitfalls
yep.
that come with using technology. What about you?
Yeah, so we put them outside and lock the door.
No, we do that too. Yeah, summertime rolls around, boy.
That's right, you gotta
have a really good reason to get back in the house.
That's right. I'm joking. Our kids use screen time technology, but we also we have the same exact rules,
mm-hmm.
Or guidelines,
right.
whatever you want to call it, that you mentioned. So we have that in common. That's funny how, as Christians, you read the scriptures, and as parents, you start thinking about it proactively. And the things that you just mentioned there's a better word, but no-brainers.
Like, yeah.
These are obvious ones.
Right.
And so we do those as well. Now, I will add this, something I've learned. In the last couple of months, I've taken a little bit different route. I used to be, as it relates to what they watch,
mm-hmm.
I used to be like anything but these shows.
Right.
Okay, but now I've done it the other way. I've actually, instead of saying you can watch anything on here but these three shows, I've actually picked the shows. And
yep.
it's like, you can only watch these three shows.
Because that's big, man.
You have what I learned is you have the obvious ones they don't need to be watching.
Mm-hmm.
These are no-brainers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't realize just how much room I was given by assuming that this was a, quote, animated or, quote, this looks like, it looks kid-friendly.
That's right.
So I just say, okay, go for it. And then I realized, like, okay, it wasn't by no means the worst, but it had, it had a subtle.
That's right.
Things, and sometimes not so subtle, but I just didn't realize it till after. So what I've actually done, I've actually shifted. And I'm like, you know what? I've watched these three, four, five shows
mm-hmm.
or movies or whatever it is. I know these are clean.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have some type of Christian underlying.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but most of them do. And so I was like, you know what? Instead of me saying don't watch these three, but anything else is on the table, I'm going to give you the three or four or five or six that you can watch.
Yeah.
And so that's a shift that I've made recently. Now, get busy and they you know, you have to, sometimes it's like anything, you have to reset or start over. Sometimes life's busy.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could, if I'm conscious, if I walk in like that's something I've changed a lot. Now, back to my joke, there's some seriousness to it, and I know you agree. If you got pretty weather outside and you be outside, I try our best to save the screen time or technology for when it's what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, you can do it as a reward.
A reward. That's
or,
one. Yeah, yeah, reward.
Or there are times where it's just being honest.
Yeah.
We can be real here. There are times where mom and dad just got to get things done,
you know,
and it's raining outside.
That's right.
And I need an hour
or
to do
stuff.
You're
stuck in a car
you're stuck in a car traveling.
Yeah.
So. Your advice, and let me give this number out
one
more
do.
Time before Marty gives me the number signal. 877-616-2396. Call in and donate
number.
And support more programs like Dr. Jessica Peck's and others that we have on AFR. So that's 877-616-2396. But your rule about kind of changing your mindset on picking programs that your kids are allowed to watch rather than pointing out programs they're not allowed to watch, we kind of adopted that same mm-hmm. rule about probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
Started having, there was a little bit of a few rough patches mm-hmm. with some of the older kids because we took some programs away
that
they were previously allowed to watch because we found out about content with hidden messages, you know, that they'd snuck in or they just kind of decided to ruin it with
things
that we didn't want them to be exposed to. But I stopped feeling guilty. You know, there was a little bit at first. It was kind of like, I feel a little guilty. But I realized, you know what? You have, and I told them this, you have so many other options.
I don't feel
bad for telling you no.
Right,
you know,
and
a lot of times that's, as a parent, you want to give good gifts to your children. You want to be
what do you want to see
generous.
Them happy?
You want to see them happy, right? But it's more important to us as parents
Amen.
That they are protected and, protected for as long as
That's
we
right.
can protect them.
Amen, amen. Well, let me give the number out and then tell you where you can give online. That's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You can call there. And when you call, you're going to call our headquarters. You're not going to you're not going to a different country where you can't understand their language, okay? You're calling when you call, you're calling to our headquarters here in Mississippi. Now you still may not be able to understand.
I was just about to say you might get somebody you don't understand.
Yeah, well, you know, on the other hand, thinking through that, we got different people. We got people from different states.
That's true.
I said different people. That sounds terrible.
Well, if they're not from around here, they are different people.
We got people from all, we got listeners, supporters here answering phone calls from all over the country, multiple different states.
That's right.
So you can call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. That's AFR.net. We've got just a couple minutes left, I believe. Let me mention, Tony, our Activate that we have coming up.
That's right.
So taking a break from the content, let me remind our audience, while we do have our radio program, we also like to meet our listeners in person. And you can do that at the Activate Summit coming up in June. We have an Activate Summit coming up in June. You can register at activate.afa.net. That's activate.afa.net. There you can we will have a summit. And the summit, the whole idea behind the summit is for us to have think of like an apologetic type weekend where we have Abe Hamilton, Frank Turek, Alex McFarland, your dad, Ed Battagliano, and Todd Herman, as we cover building on the authority of God's scripture. The name of the conference is Activate Summit, but the subtitle is Biblical Bedrock. We want to make sure we have a good foundation about the core issues that we cover on AFR. So that's exactly what we're going to do. You can find out more, and you can meet some of the AFA and AFR staff in person by registering by the end of April 18th. No, register ends on April 18th, and you can register at activate.afa.net. We have about 40 seconds. Any final comments?
No, I think that's this summit. I'm really excited about that and how it will benefit those who come to better equip them to biblically approach these issues. So it's been a pleasure being on the show with you.
I hope
Dr. Peck is proud of us. I thought
we did okay. Yeah. I thought we made it work. All right. Well, let me tell our audience one more time where they can call in.
That's 877. Let me lead us out. 877-616-2396.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.